Follow Cape Talk on Twitter.
At Cape Talk.
I'm joined on the line now by Daily Maverick journalist and author Karen Dolly. Karen has spent years tracing the footprints of crime and drug kingpins from across the world in her latest book, Clash of the Cartels. She provides unprecedented insight into how specific drug cartels and syndicates have operated via South Africa, becoming embroiled in deadly violence in the country and bolstering local criminal networks. Karen, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. In the Daily Maverick today, we see that cocaine is being smuggled through South Africa by the shipload. Why?
Absolutely. Thanks, Amy. Yes, cocaine is being smuggled into and through South Africa, predominantly via container ships at the moment. This is an uptick since COVID-19, so one would assume that that is because of lockdown restrictions during COVID that smugglers slash traffickers then decided to go the sea route. Also, for the ship, you can transport slash smuggle a massive amount of cocaine in one go. And as you can see in the article that first appeared in Daily Maverick's print edition, DM168, a lot of this cocaine is being pushed through Durban Harbour. This isn't something new. There were several seizures in Durban Harbour of cocaine. And it's very frustrating because I have been told by the walks before that police officers have been arrested in connection with some of those cocaine confiscations via Durban.
Karen, I don't use cocaine, so I wouldn't know, but I would think that people that do use their drugs would want them a lot more quickly than it would take to get from South America or wherever they're coming from via ship through Durban to wherever it is that they are going to end up.
Well, I think there's a constant movement, so it's not a case of waiting for the next shipment. I think there is already cocaine here, there is already cocaine on the way, and there's more on the way afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a real time constraint / time concern. I think drugs equal money. That's where the corrupt and gangsters and criminals will sort of congregate towards. And I think if this is the easiest way to get the biggest amount of cocaine across borders or across countries, and this is where the money is at, that's what they're doing.
Karen, so Durban is obviously one of the main thoroughfares. Is it an end point? Is some of the cocaine being offloaded and then sold or consumed here in South Africa, or is it making its way elsewhere?
So there was a recent United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime report. It's called the Global Report on Cocaine 2023. And that says that cocaine is being pushed through Durban, meaning South Africa is a transit country, but some of it is being used in South Africa, and with more cocaine being pushed through the country, it means that the usage within the country can also increase. Mm. So it's a bit of both, and it's important to note that the people likely, or the criminals, let me not sugarcoat this, the criminals likely responsible for pumping these drugs through South Africa, these are global cartels. These are massive criminal syndicates and organizations that are sort of supported via and by corruption.
And where are the drugs mostly coming from, Karen? Would it be South America, or is that just too simplistic?
It is actually coming mostly from South America. We've seen there is a conduit that goes via Brazil. There are conduits actually via Brazil. So the port of Santos in Brazil is used by one of Brazil's biggest criminal groups. It's called the PCC, or First Capital Command. And if you trail back, it is all coming from South America. And like I said, it trails all the way to South Africa, through South Africa, into South Africa. And that's why we also see, or why we could see, gang violence flaring locally. It may not be sort of insular in the country. These are battles that stretch across the border, but it may not be obvious at first.
Karen, in your article, you reference one of the most recent confiscations, which was in February, 378 kilograms of cocaine. That's worth over R1 billion. That sounds exorbitant to me. Is that a large amount, or is that a fairly average shipment?
For me, as someone who, like you, also doesn't use cocaine, that is a huge amount. In terms of cartels, I'm guessing this may actually be the norm for them, or it may be what they aspire to traffic. And we've seen a huge court case playing out in the United States involving an MSC vessel, that's Mediterranean Shipping Company, container ship. And in that case, you can see the huge amounts that they were able to smuggle into the U.S. And it's a huge operation involving speedboats, hauls, mean, huge machinery to get the cocaine onto the ships, into the containers.
So it sounds like a James Bond movie, Karen.
It does.
You've been following this, researching it, writing about it for many years. And you know, I make light of it saying it sounds like a James Bond movie. It's actually a very, very dangerous world. Have you had any frightening encounters, any threats, any kind of intimidation?
Nothing that I'm aware of, because I keep things very private. But yeah, like you said, it is it's a terribly serious, terribly depressing situation, especially if you look at the flip side of this, the number of people who may become addicted to drugs, cocaine in this case. I mean, the potential to ruin lives just amplifies literally by the shipload.
And this, I mean, surely our authorities, I mean, you did mention that there have been police arrested in connection with the trade, but surely, I mean, you know, you've exposed it. Surely they know that it's happening in the Durban port and that they are or would be able to crack down a bit more efficiently?
So there are different lines of command in these cartels. So they rely on corrupt officials within the ports. They're going to rely on corrupt shipping agency officials, local gangsters, corrupt police officers. There are different tiers of this. And what Transnet has said in relation to Durban previously is that they are erecting a high-tech fence, which I find quite strange, because they say they need this high-tech fence to prevent people from trespassing. But we are talking about global drug trafficking cartels. I don't think a high-tech fence at this stage is going to stop or prevent what's already happening. So here's hoping that they've got secret plans in place that will really sort of push back and snuff out what's happening.
I'm sorry to laugh, Karen, but yes, I mean, I've watched Narcos. I've watched all the shows. I don't think a high-tech fence is going to have much impact. Karen, before we let you go, tell our listeners how they can get hold of your book, Clash of the Cartels, should they be interested in reading it.
Well, thank you so much. You can get hold of it on the Daily Maverick online shop. So if you go onto the Daily Maverick website, you'll see the shop there. It will take you to the book, and it's also available in all bookstores, or should be available in all bookstores. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks so much for your time, Karen. That's Karen Dolly, Daily Maverick journalist and author, just talking to us about the volume of cocaine that is being shipped through Durban.